Hello and welcome to She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm your host, Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. Y'all ready to get real? Well, I am. So let's get this show started. Tonight, we have as our guests the ladies of Storehouse Entertainers, both Miss Tamiko Starr and Janice Pascal is with us, and they will discuss the many programs that they have for offer in the area of performance, including singing, dancing, acting, and if you are an adult female and like to get your groove on in high heels, they can tell you how to do that too. Now, you guys are going to have to stay tuned through the entire show to find out how they can tell you what you need to be able to do that. Also, later on in the show, we have Calliope Ray, who has the Indie Artist Spotlight. Now, Miss Tamiko and Miss Janice, I am so glad you guys were able to join us today.
Yes.
I want to go ahead and get the show started. I want you guys to briefly introduce yourself. Of course, I know you. I've been knowing you for a very long time, but the listeners want to know who you are. So if each one of you can just briefly introduce yourself.
Okay. I am Tamiko Starr, owner of Storehouse Entertainers. We're a talent development company specializing in working with independent artists as well. As we produce plays, we do women's dance, we do it all.
And okay, hello, Janice. I am Janice Pascal, and I am the director of Storehouse Entertainers with Ms. Tamiko. And I am a writer and an actor myself, and we have been doing fabulous work in the community for years now.
Mm-hmm. I know that's true. Speaking of years, how long have you guys been working together on this particular project?
Oh, wow. Well, actually, Janice and I met back in 2007, and we put together some great shows with our showcases called Stars of Tomorrow. So, yeah, we've been working together since 2007 on the showcases as well as different plays.
Well, that's almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, we're going to get off into all of the programs that, you know, you promote. But one of the things I do know is that the majority of your work is with young children. And, you know, this is not an easy task. I mean, to constantly deal with children on a daily basis. My question to you, each one of you can answer this. Why do you do it? Why children?
Well, for myself, Ruby, you know, I did a lot of work, a lot of stage work and writing, and I just thought it would be a great thing to see my work on stage. And when I met Ms. Tamiko, we had both been working with children. We just thought it was such a great union, and we both believe that children can do anything. So if we can give them something that fits them better, like we do our own writing, and the kids just see themselves differently, and we push them harder, and we get great results.
Yeah. Okay. And the same thing for me. We do believe that kids can do anything. I started out as a recording artist, and I knew even from 5 years old that I wanted to open up a school that dealt with kids that wanted to do the same thing as I wanted to do, which was sing, dance, and act. So I knew that I would do that. So after I had my stint of, performing and things all over the place, I actually said, let me just go ahead and start my company now. And it started out back actually in 1999 with my mother, Margaret, and we worked together for some time up until I met Janice when she had passed away. And I just said, well, let me continue on our dream of, taking kids and taking them from one level to the next. I truly believe that, you know, they can do whatever it is that you teach them. They're like sponges.
Mm-hmm,
so we wanted to impact their lives, you know, with different things that we do.
So why the name Storehouse? Did you start off with that name or did it become that name later on?
It became that name later on. It was under Mags Productions, which is a derivative of my mother's name for short, Maggie. And then once she passed away, I just thought to myself I wanted to name it Star House because she had named me Tamiko Star. And I thought it was a place that, you know, sounds fun, sounds like something kids want to come to, and we developed stars. So that's how we came up with it.
Okay. Had a house full of stars. You know that, Ruby.
Yes, I do know that. I know a lot of things about what's been going on there because not only am I someone who benefited from watching the shows and interacting with the kids, but as you guys know, Calliope grew up there. So
yes.
I know firsthand the quality of the work that you guys do. And just to let the listeners know, Calliope will be the artist at the end of the show. She has the Indie Artist Spotlight for today, and she'll be playing one of her songs.
Wow.
But let's get into one of your programs. What I want to do is break it down one by one, and then we'll go into the Triple Threat program that you have. Let's start out with the private singing lessons. Now, not only do you teach, but you prepare students for contests, performances, and auditions. Can you tell me about that? Let's start off with the contest first. How do you prepare someone for a singing contest?
Well, actually, I let them do a consultation with me. I listen to what they sound like. I have them sing something and listen to what they sound like. I'll determine what their strengths and weaknesses are. I'll think of songs that I think sound very good on their voices. And then I coach them through the song. Every breath, every note is laid in place so that it's a polished act when they're done. And that's kind of how I do that. You know, I think that it definitely benefits them and helps them to win competitions and get themselves out there because they stand out above the rest because they have, you know, they're taking voice lessons. So, yeah.
So some of the contests, I know that you had a couple of students that actually went to American Idol. And I don't know if it's one or two that actually made it onto the show. Is it two?
Yes. We had, there was one of my students that went on, and then we had also Bria Anae, who made it to top 13 and who I've been working with since she was like 8 or 9. So we were very proud to see that happen for her. She was another one that I coached in the way that I just explained about, you know, picking the right song and going through each note and each word. And even the performance aspect of it is so important. It's like 90% of it sometimes because, you know, you can get up there and you can sing as well as you like. But if you don't have that stage presence and don't know how to pull that off, then, you know, people really don't pay attention to you. And, you know, the kids that attend Star House, they are worth paying attention to. When they hit the stage, it's on a different level because, you know, we don't teach them baby steps. We teach them like they're already stars. We just need to polish you up. And that was the case with Bria Anae.
Yeah, I watched her perform. I've seen her since she was a little girl. She always sang like a grown-up woman because she always had that strong voice.
Yes.
But I did notice that you stepped in. You guys stepped in and fine-tuned her to the point that she's the artist that she is today. And I understand she's getting ready to go on tour. And she's not the only one. There are several that have, you know, grown up in Star House, and now they're going out doing their own thing, and they're doing pretty well. One of the things that you mentioned was about the performance.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember, because you know what? Not only do the kids learn, but the parents do too, because I learned a lot. It's not just about singing. You guys paid attention to the performance too. I remember the first contest that my daughter got into. She thought she had the best voice. Personally, but I'm a mother, I thought she had the best voice too. But one of the things we learned that day is not just about your voice. It's about the total performance. She got up there and she sang straight. No interaction, no choreography, no nothing.
Yep.
And right. she lost. But she yes. learned something. After that, she got into your school, and I'll tell you about that later on. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting excited about it because of the impact that you guys have on these children's lives. They have dreams, and you guys help them to attain it. Let me move on to the next thing. You guys have something that's called the Stars of Tomorrow show. What is the goal of this show?
The goal of that show is for them to showcase what they learn. You know, we could do recitals, and nothing against recitals, but we tend to want to call them showcases because that's what we're doing. We're showcasing what they've learned, and we're catering to the artists within them. We haven't done one in a while. We've been focused on some other projects, but we intend to probably next year sometime.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you guys called it Stars of Tomorrow because the term recital has been recycled over and over again. And you know what? People have this idea about a recital. Every recital that I have ever been to has been boring.
Yes.
And what I've noticed that Star House don't do boring.
No, we
You guys don't do boring. So
You'll
I'm glad you call it Stars. It's never been boring. I've never been to an event that's boring. Now, I've actually been to, I think the first time that Calliope and I met you guys was at a back-to-school event that you guys were having. It was right around this time of the year.
In the fall,
She brought this flyer to me, and I was like, oh, well, I'll go check it out. But what I noticed is that the kids were on the stage, young kids too.
Yes.
On the stage performing like professionals.
Yes, absolutely.
Their voice was on point. Mm-hmm. Their performance was on point. And the minute I saw that, I was like, Calliope's got to get into this. This is what she needs. And we put her there. So, you also prepare them for any auditions that they're going for. Now, what's your objective there when you go into getting them ready for their auditions? Now, getting them ready for auditions is a little bit different than getting them ready for, a contest, isn't it? I mean, for instance, if they're going to be auditioning for a play or something, do you prepare them a little bit differently when it comes to auditions?
Ruby, I think in preparation for one of our students to perform, a lot of times it's so that they can get into a performing arts situation. And I must say that all of our kids, the academics, all of our kids, if we write you a recommendation and we work with you, everyone has gotten in so far. So we make sure
that. And I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that.
Yes, we absolutely.
This is not a commercial where I am just saying what they do. I know firsthand because Calliope went through their program. She's done well, and she also went through the program to audition to get into DeKalb School of the Arts, and she got in. She sure did.
We had many, many students, and everyone that we've worked with to get into that school.
They love Star House kids.
You guys have a high success rate when it comes to anything that you guys put your hands on. And I'm not just saying this. I know this from experience. And, you know, you guys not only deal with, you know, preparing them for, you know, singing, you also deal with, you know, the dancing and everything. You know, my question is, not everybody can dance, you know. So, or do you feel that anybody can learn to dance? What approaches would you take for someone like me who has two left feet?
Oh, Ruby, you can dance.
You know I try. You know I try.
Yes.
I really try.
Well, some kids that they actually tell us, well, you know, I don't dance, but we really look at triple threat types of talent. So we always encourage them and pretty much insist that they come into our dance studio also.
Yeah.
And it really prepares them. They'll do much better than when they first get to us. Mm-hmm. They dance, they act, and they sing.
Yeah, and we kind of do this thing where we teach them where they are. So if we have a big showcase coming up and they're not the best dancer, we work with them on where they are. So if they're not the best dancer, we'll take them and we'll teach them more simpler steps until they're ready to graduate to harder steps or more difficult steps. And usually they do. Like some of the kids that have come into our program, they did have two left feet. But after they see the other kids, there's something also about kids working with kids that are talented. It helps to, I guess, motivate and push them, and it inspires them to want to do great when they're working with other talented kids.
They do so much.
And we insist too that they are triple threats. You need to know how to do everything, because it's really not enough these days for you just to know how to sing or for you just to know how to dance. I mean, they're looking for people who can sing, dance, and act. And although you might not be the best singer, you know, we can teach you how to carry a note so you can at least sound decent.
Now, you also do the play We Are My People. Can you tell me about that? Tell me about that. What, have you guys done that lately?
No, we were just discussing that yesterday, in fact, that we would love to resurrect that. It's coming up to this fall so that we can perform it sometime in February, March. We Are My People, that's our Black History project that we work with, our production, that we work with young people on, and they learn so much doing that Black History, because I don't know, they don't get enough of it in school. And we really make sure we tell them from the beginning who they are, so that when they begin to start doing the work in the production, they connect in a way that that matters, that helps them to go forward in the production.
It's amazing. It's really amazing to see young talent go so deep into something like that.
Yeah.
But we feel like they can do it, and they absolutely do.
Yeah, it's cry wonderful every time, because it's just to see young people doing that caliber of work. Because like I said, we don't baby them, and, you know, in terms of we put it out there. We let them do whatever we think they can do, and they pull it off every time.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yep.
My favorite play that you guys do is Superstar Dreams, the musical.
Yes.
Won't you tell us what that musical is about?
Oh, my. Tamiko and I decided to write this play because we wanted to make sure that our kids get to see themselves. So, and there were a lot of things out, but they were omitted pretty much in it. And so we gathered them up and we talked to them about, what is your day like at school, and what's going on here and what's going on there? And we were really floored. So as we were writing, we ended up just tackling things like being bullied, drugs, scholarly kids, how do they fare? How do other girls try to fit into other situations, and boys also? And so it just developed into this wonderful piece of work. Just a wonderful
most
piece of work.
Definitely. And you guys know, I knew it was going to be something spectacular at a certain point, because I'm used to going to some boring plays. I'm telling you, school recitals and things like that. And so when you guys mentioned about a play, when you first started, you said, well, it's the skeleton of a play. It's not the whole thing, but we're going to do what we're up to so far. So when I went in and watched, and I was like, oh, my God, even just the skeleton is better than everything else that I've seen. So I'm like, and you was like, we're not even done yet. We're still working. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be fantastic. And do you know, every time you guys do this show, it touches me. Every single time. I think you guys did a spectacular job on getting this play together. And the kids are awesome.
Yes. And, you know, one of the concerns, and I'm going to ask you guys this question because this was my concern. You know, a lot of times, you know, some kids are not available. You know, when you do the play and the play is fantastic, and then if someone can't make it, I notice that you'll feel somebody else in for the next play if that person can't be there. And then I'm always concerned, is it going to be as good as the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys had that concern at any point?
Well, I think it's really taught us a huge lesson in that, and that is to keep rehearsing many cast members and keeping them up to par. And we are really floored at the caliber that our students work in. I mean, and they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's been concern for a lot of different people that are familiar with Superstar Dreams, and they're like, oh, you don't have this cast? But, you know, they're blown away.
Yeah.
They are blown away. And Dreams has become Atlanta's sweetheart. It really has. We get so many accolades from everyone, from the mayor down to just everyone. The stars come out. It is just such a wonderful, wonderful project that we love working
on. Yes. And I think, too, you know, we do not take no for an answer in terms of you may have been working with one cast and then maybe another cast has to come in. If, you know, you're going to be as great or if not better than your whoever else was before you. We have to keep pushing them that way because each time we do this, we want the production to be better and better and better. You know, and it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of practice to get them there, but we don't settle. We never settle. You're going to be where you need to be, no matter how. And you know, we rehearse.
I know.
We rehearse. We do it till you can't get it wrong.
I know. Life has told me how you guys will start things, and if anybody missed their lines or missed their where they're supposed to be at a certain point, you start over from the beginning.
That's
and you
right.
keep doing it over and over so you can get it all the way through with no errors, no mistakes.
That's right. Absolutely. That's how it has to be.
Yeah. They are. Any group of kids that you guys get in there, I don't know how they start off, but I know how they end up. And I think that is what's most important, you know?
Yeah.
Now, you guys got any upcoming performances for Superstar Dreams, the musical?
Not this year. Well, I better not say that.
I'm sad over here.
No. I better not say that. We very well might. Right now, our focus is television, actually. Mm-hmm. We are working on our pilot for Dreams. We're wanting to show what it takes to put on a show of this caliber. So our focus is just that at the moment. And once we do that, then that's when we'll put on a show because we want to show everything leading up to how the show was put together.
And then we'll kick off a tour.
Right.
Yes.
All right. I love that idea. I love that idea. Because a lot of times when people see a magnificent show, they don't really understand the work that goes into it. I have been behind the scenes in the dressing room.
Yes, you have.
And I couldn't handle it, okay? I could not handle it. I had to come from behind there and start taking tickets because I couldn't handle the pressure. You know, people running around getting dressed. Where my shoe? I put it right here. And I'm like, okay, I can't find your shoe. I don't know where it is. I'm going out and take some tickets because I just couldn't handle it. I mean, but they're able to do it. And are you guys getting the support from the families, the parents?
I am
so glad. Better and better.
Yeah, we do. So I think every parent – yeah, every parent knows what this is. I mean, you know, at first they don't, though. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. They don't really get it because I think that they're thinking in, like, you know, maybe what their kid does at school when they first come to Star House. And so they don't get it at first. They're like, oh, why we rehearse so much, and why does it cost this, and why does it? But mm-hmm. once they see the show, mm-hmm. that it, they've come to me and be like, okay, I understand.
I get it now. You know, there's hair and makeup and photography, and I mean, it's really up there. It's really up there.
And then they see the caliber of the show, mm-hmm. and then they're blown away. Oh, that's why you guys rehearse so much, because it's mm-hmm. not your average, regular, and I don't mean
high school play. It's no regular high school play or
it really
play.
Yeah, you know.
It's far beyond that. I can certainly say that. Well,
yeah,
you know what? I want to make a request of you guys.
Okay.
The next time you guys do Superstar Dreams, the musical, and you actually do the show, what I'd like to do is to bring out my Girl Talk host to come out and do behind the scenes or before the show interviews, or red carpet interviews after the show, for them to get some training and for also for the kids to be able to interact with kids interviewing them.
Okay.
Think that may be possible?
Absolutely. You got it.
All right. And then we'll go live on Facebook. And then what I want to do is have them to come early for those stragglers who heard about
yes.
the play but didn't buy their ticket in advance. So then mm-hmm. we'll be live on Facebook, you know, doing like a pre-show interview to let folks mm-hmm. know it's still time to come and, you know, see the show, and they can come on out. Now,
mm-hmm.
I love the show. I want to move on. It's going to be my last question.
Okay.
It's about She Moves. Now, what's up with the high heels?
Well, yes. She Moves, she is the, you know, stands for the Star House Entertainers. And it's a class that I offer every Tuesday and Saturday. On Tuesdays, it's from 7:30 to 8:30, and on Saturdays, it's at 11. We finish at 12. And basically, it's a class where women can come and, like, get some time for themselves. We have so many mothers and wives and employees and bosses. Like, you're everything but mm-hmm. you 90% of the time. And She Moves is a place where ladies can come and get their groove on. I mean, we do cardio line dancing in the first half of the
yes.
class. Mm-hmm. And then we take our tennis shoes off, and then we put on our heels. There are no judgments in this class. And, you know, we put our heels on, and I have some really sultry choreography that I teach, and it makes the ladies feel so sexy and so good.
Yeah.
And it, you know, gets you in shape, and that's
yeah.
Really
your
what
husband
it's about.
And your man gonna really benefit from this.
And that's
yes.
they say, dancing for him tonight. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
It's great.
It is
mm-hmm.
great. I enjoy it so much, and it's also a way to keep us fit, so we can deal with
yes.
you know the company and the kids, and you know. So, yeah. it happens at Core Dance Studios in Decatur.
Okay. Well, I want mm-hmm. all the listeners to come out and come to one, two, three, or four classes of She Moves to see how she moves in the class. You're going to learn
yes.
a lot about being able to dance and understand your body, and also
yes.
you're going to build up your calves in those high heels.
You
believe okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta bring your tennis shoes and your high heels, because
yes.
there's two
yes.
phases of that class. You're gonna start off with tennis shoes, but you're gonna end up in high heels.
Yes.
So
yes.
What
yes.
I'm gonna come back. I'm coming back home, guys. I'm coming back
yes,
home.
Yes,
Ruby.
So
now I can't do Tuesdays, but I'm on Saturdays.
That
I'm coming
would
back.
Be great. Would love to see
okay.
your face in the place. I'd like to give my website out so that
okay.
you know, people can find us, and that's
okay.
www.starhouseent.com, and that's ENT is short for entertainers. So starhouseent.com. And they can find out everything they want to know, including stuff about our production, you know, things about our classes. We have write-ups on everything. Just go there.
Okay, so anything that they want to know about you guys, they can find at that website. You
yes,
know, I
want to
thank you guys for coming out.
Uh-huh.
I know you guys got to cut out. I know you are busy. Y'all stay busy. But
yes,
I want to thank you for taking time out to spend with She Talk Radio. But you know what? More than anything, I want to thank you guys for developing Calliope Ray into the artist that she is today. I don't think we could have done it without you guys. Because not only did you teach her, but I learned in the process to understand the extent of her talent. So, and I think that goes hand in hand. You can't just have a talented kid and then the parent don't understand what to take it, what to do with it, and realize that it is something good, that it is of value. So I appreciate both of you ladies for being
mothers to my daughter.
Thank you so much. And
we're
honored to be on your show.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you guys on Saturday, okay?
Yes.
Yes. See you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, people, we are going to go ahead and go into our commercial break. Our two ladies of Star House Entertainers had another appointment, so we bypassed all of our commercials. So we're going to go ahead and get started with that. And then we're going to go into the Indie Artist Spotlight with Calliope Ray.
The Lady Tuesday and the Girl Talk host will provide media coverage at the Back to School Jam Saturday, August 6th from 1 to 3, sponsored by the Miss Curvilis Show. Free food, drinks, and kid performance. To donate school supplies, contact Money Sutton. We'll see you at The Haven at 45 Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia.
Let's play devil's advocate. The topic, my money ain't your money. Should a man who's in a relationship with a woman benefit from her financial stability? If so, to what degree? The scenario for the week, you're in a relationship and you both want to take the relationship a step further. So you both decide that he will move in with you. You own your house. It's totally paid for. The question is, how much should he pay? Call the hotline with your answer at 803-587-TALK. That's 803-587-TALK.
There is a lot of music that people are deprived of listening, and artists who are not heard because they are not at the right place at the right time to get the exposure. Well, She Talk Radio creates the right place and right time. We provide a live radio documentary of an indie artist's music, latest release, related interviews, and demonstrations. Inquire at music@shetalkradio.com. And in the meantime, listen to She Talk Radio every day at 6:30 and get in on the conversation. She Talk Radio on television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. She Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@shetalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now.
Singers, producers, rappers, and spoken word artists, get your 15 minutes of fame on She Talk Radio, the radio show creating the right place and time for indie artists. Contact us at music@shetalkradio.com.
Welcome back to She Talk Radio. It's now for the time for the Indie Artist Spotlight. The spotlight is on Calliope Ray. Let's listen to her song first, and then we'll have a conversation with her.
Like she
Calliope, broad statement. Who are you?
I'm currently still trying to figure myself out, actually. I'm trying to find a balance between punk and jazz. Still figuring it out. And, you know, I'm just hoping that my people around me will come along with me through that journey.
Okay, listening to your song, Big Band, what genre would you say this song would be classified as?
It's definitely jazz.
Okay. But I happen to know that, you know, we started off that we were going to synthesize all of the instruments,
mm-hmm.
and you insisted on using live instruments,
yeah.
but that didn't happen in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I noticed that after we went through it with just using the synthesized instruments,
mm-hmm.
when you insisted, I said, let's go ahead and go forward, blow the budget.
Yeah.
And go ahead and get live instruments.
And it was worth it.
It was worth it.
Sounded the real instruments made it come to life.
Right, right. I agree with that. Now, you play multiple instruments, am I right?
Yeah.
What instruments do you play?
I play ukulele, I play piano and guitar. And mostly I play these instruments just so I can get the song across, so I can write songs better and more efficiently. By no means would I call myself a professional musician.
Okay. So, in this particular song, there is an instrument that you are playing, right?
Yes, I'm playing ukulele in the song.
Okay, and you wrote the song using the ukulele, correct?
Yeah.
Right, right. Okay, so what about, have you had any vocal or performance training?
For a very long time now. I think I started vocal training when I was about 12, and I went at it for about 3 years consistently, and then I stopped, and then I picked it back up a few times. But I think I've retained most of the information.
You were a student of Storehouse Entertainers.
I was.
And you know they were actually on the show earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you are a product of Storehouse Entertainers.
I definitely am.
Okay, and I see that in you. So you wrote the words and the music to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the song, you used the term dark cookies on the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
The lyric is, we have cookies on the dark side. It's kind of, it's a meme.
Oh, cookies on the dark side.
Yeah.
I said dark cookies. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a meme. I got it from the internet. I straight up got it from the internet. Because there is this thing among, you know, people my age, and it's like, oh, I can't explain it. You can't explain a meme. Let me just stop.
Okay. So you are the music director of She Talk Radio. What does that job entail?
It mostly entails, I do a lot of research on people. I pretty much, I go through all their stuff on the internet, and I, you know, do a lot of digging.
So you're trying to find out whether their music is good or not?
Yeah.
You know, for the artists that try to submit for mm-hmm. the Indie Artist Spotlight.
Right.
And I know one of the artists that you and I pretty much almost discovered at the same time,
mm-hmm.
Ulterior.
Yeah.
You know, now, well, you do know that he's now a part of the team.
Right.
He's a Grammy-nominated producer and a whole lot of other things
mm-hmm.
that he was nominated for a Grammy. But he's now on our team, and from what I understand, he's going to be producing one of your next songs. You're going to be working with other producers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about are you looking forward to working with Ulterior?
I most definitely am, because I've heard a lot of his music, and I'm very impressed. Like, I remember the first time we heard one of his songs.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous, because it was like we've never heard someone give us music of that caliber. So it was like when we heard it, it was like, oh, this is a professional that we're listening to right now.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
Yeah, that was exciting. You're also the Girl Talk host. And I understand you've had your first assignment in which you was behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
We went to an event. I think it was called Bawling for Lupus, in which you were handling the camera. Mm-hmm. And I hope you did pay attention to me and what I did and the questions, the type of questions that I asked and the techniques I use when I approach people.
Mm-hmm.
So our next event is coming up where you are going to be a host.
Well, not necessarily a host, but you're going to be interviewing.
Yeah.
I'll be a host there, mm-hmm. but you're going to be interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about, you know, going out there? You're going to be interviewing kids your own age.
It's going to be really exciting, for one, because I know a lot of the kids that are in the production.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm not talking about the one with Star House.
Oh.
No. That's down the road.
Okay.
They're setting some things up, and I've already set it up with them for us to go out and interview them and everything. Okay. But I'm talking about to a back-to-school event that's coming up next Saturday.
Okay.
That one. Well, there's going to be some kid performers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on stage and everything, and you're going to be.
I'll probably know them because you know in Atlanta it's pretty tight.
Atlanta is small.
I'm going to see at least one or two people that I know there.
It may be more than that. Now,
tight.
A lot of they are all high school children, mm-hmm. high school young men and women, and then there may be some younger. So I'm not really sure if I know you guys travel in kind of the same circle when you're in entertainment,
right.
But they're in a different age group. With high school, so I don't know if you've been able to interact with them, but you will be interacting with them. So you have to pull out your high school know-how. Your high school know-how.
I've never heard that before.
You never heard that term before?
No.
So now you have. Okay. So what I want you to do is to be able to relate to them on their level.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm sure it won't be difficult for you to go back to high school in your mind at least. To be able to talk to them and talk to them about what's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this event that we're going to, it's about collecting back-to-school supplies,
mm-hmm.
Notebooks and paper and pens and all kinds of supplies that they're going to need. So you're going to be out there interviewing them, and they're going to have food, and they're going to have drinks. It's free, too.
Ooh,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So that's going to be it's going to be entertaining, too, because there's some very good young men and women who are going to be on stage performing. I think there's probably about, like, 6 or 7 of them.
Oh, wow, I'm really
going to be performing. And you know what? I have the flyer. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the flyer and see if you recognize any of the young ladies and men there.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to, you know, talk to them and, you know, get to know who they are and feel comfortable with, you know, the process and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question, and I know it may be a hard question for you to answer, but be mindful that we are talking to millions and millions of people out there.
Okay.
How do you feel about working with your mother? You know,
hold up.
We work together a lot. With your music.
Right.
And now with She Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys don't know it out there, I also manage properties, and Calliope Ray is one of my property managers. And she lives here.
Yep.
And so that's why, and I manage her career in music.
Yep.
So that's a lot of interaction between mother and daughter. And then you got to think about the fact that we have to interact just as mother and daughter, which is kind of
how do I find the words to describe our relationship, because it's very rocky. It's rocky because we have to find the balance between, okay, am I being a child right now, or am I being an artist, or am I being your worker? It's like, you have to get into a certain frame, and it's hard to shift between them all the time because that's what we're having to do. Like, one day I have to be your artist. The next hour I have to be your child because, the dishes need to be done.
Right.
And then, I have to go do some snooping on Facebook for your show.
For my show. And then also, what about when you have to go do some snooping to find out if the tenant has moved out?
The shade.
Yeah. But you know what? I do understand that it's difficult because, you know what? It's difficult for me, too. Because, and you know how I am. I go from one thing. I have a short attention span.
Mm-hmm.
And I jump from one thing to the other.
Right.
And when I jump, it's because it crossed my mind.
And if you don't say it right then,
If I don't say it right then, I'm going to forget. And then, you know, you and I both are involved in so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And when it crossed my mind that something needs to be done, I have to speak to you about it right away. And I know I realize that I'm going back and forth and back and forth, and that causes you to have to switch gears as far as what your role is.
Right.
And you're very, very confused. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that one of the things that's going to help is not going to solve our problem,
mm-hmm.
is that you will be moving.
Oh, yeah. That it's not going to solve it, but it will definitely help.
I think it'll help.
Yeah.
And so, guys, Calliope Ray is going to be moving out in probably about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a song that's called Goodbye Mama.
Oh, I can't wait to do the video for that.
I know. So as she's moving, we're actually going to, you know, we have a caller that wants to come in, Frankie.
Okay.
Frankie wants to come in, and I'm going to ring her in to see what she has to say, and then we'll get back to that.
Okay.
Frankie, how you doing?
I would have been doing a whole lot better if I'd have been on here 20 minutes ago, but we're going to talk about that later because I've been in the queue for 20 minutes.
But
we're going to talk about that later. I'll call and talk to Calliope. How you doing, Calliope?
Hey, Frankie.
Do
you have any questions?
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that, Ruby. Calliope, your music, I love your music, and I heard you say about the ukulele. Now, I don't know too many African-American young women, because I've seen your picture on Facebook, who play the ukulele. And I'm just curious, who inspired you or who did you see playing a ukulele that would make you think, oh, I want to play that, or to just pick up that sound and say, okay, I like that sound, I want to play the ukulele, because I haven't heard the ukulele, you know, too much, you know, but what made you decide you want to pick up that particular instrument?
Okay, there was this artist. She really got me through high school. It was a punk artist. Her name is Amanda Palmer. I'm still very much into her music. A lot of people don't know her because she is underground. She has a very big audience, though. She always plays ukuleles in most of her songs, and it's interesting to see how she infuses the jazzy sound of the ukulele with punk rock, and it's just, and that really got me interested in trying to mix the genres too. So it was like it was a perfect fit for me.
And you mentioned the jazz, and it does, because it gives me a feeling of a New Orleans on the street musician type.
Yeah.
Something that you would hear in New Orleans. It's like a jazzy sound, but it's a jazz with a twist. And that's why I was wondering, what audience were you trying to reach when you decided to take that and to infuse those two sounds together? What audience did you think you were going to reach? The older audience? A specific group of people?
What I want to do is try to get as many people as possible from whichever demographic. Because the thing is about me, I try to follow what Billy Joel used to say when he would say that I don't write for everybody else, I write for myself. And so I try to follow that and just write for myself, and whoever comes, and that's just the way that it is.
Wow. Well, I love your music, and I have heard your song. I think my favorite song that you have is Something Father, Unforgiven Father, Unwanted Daughter.
Unwanted Daughter.
That is my favorite. That made me cry when I heard it. And I'm going to love it, but I do like the fact that you tap into a lot of different emotions in people, and you are doing a good job, because I do love the Wally guy, and Double OG was awesome. So as a music coordinator, director, whatever your role is, you're doing a wonderful job. We just got to get with your mom about letting the ghost co-host in. But I'm going to let that alone until we get off the line, because I don't want everybody to hear what I got to say.
You know what? Ghost co-host Frankie, look, we've been having technical difficulties because, you know, we got procedures and stuff that some folks refuse to follow. And so, I mean, because the way this system works, you can't raise your hand up because I can't see it through the phone. So,
you wouldn't have saw my hand. I'm a ghost.
I know that. But see, there are technical processes that we all must follow. And I guess Frankie thinks because she's a ghost, she ain't got to follow the procedures. But see, let me tell you something, Frankie. You may be a ghost, but I'm not psychic. So I can't read you, and I can't read that you're trying to get in on the line or get in on the conversation. I have no way of knowing. You have to indicate to me, you and I are going to have to take this offline, and if you like, we can take it outside.
As long as you bring me a paycheck out there with that, then we can do this.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. But you know what?
But good job, Calliope.
Good job, thank Calliope. You. Now, at one point we were talking about Calliope moving out and that she has a song, Goodbye Mama. What we're going to do when that song becomes available, as she's actually moving out, we are going to do a live video of her moving out. We're just going to get the footage and everything, and then we're going to edit that, and then we're going to actually create a music video.
Yes.
On the song Goodbye Mama. And we haven't worked out all the details yet, but we think that would be a good way to do it. I think it's going to be an excellent music video. We were hoping to be able to get it out by the time the kids are getting ready to go off to school so that we can, you know, put it out there and everything, but I don't think that's going to happen. So we got a whole lot of other things that's lined up. Some things as your manager that you don't know about. I don't tell you about everything. I tell you about things as you need to know about it. Mm-hmm. There is a convention that you're going to, that you're going to be performing. So we got to get ready for that. So, guys, we're going to let you guys know what Calliope is up to from here. She got a lot of things coming up. New producers. And she has new handlers. And she's also going to be doing a girl talk show pretty soon. Now, the show you're going to be doing is you're going to be interviewing. Actually, the first show you're going to be doing is this Saturday with the Back to School,
mm-hmm.
okay? But you're going to come back in-house, and you're going to be interviewing one of the new Girl Talk intern hosts
mm-hmm.
and basically talking to her about the audition process and her actual videotape. By the way, guys, we have a YouTube channel that's called She Talk TV. And we have various categories where you can go and learn everything you need to know about She Talk Radio, different categories. You can learn about the different areas that we work in. And they're all commercials. And then we also have a recording of the Indie Artist Showcase, which has been done the first of its kind by Arturo Wally Windsor Jr. So it's out there and available for you guys to listen. At some point, we're going to be doing a Calliope Ray, and then we're in the process of lining up other indie artists who are interested in getting the spotlight and also to do a showcase. So if you guys are interested, you can contact us at music@shetalkradio.com. We've had some commercials that's been running around. We're all over Facebook. Like us on our Facebook page. Calliope, how does one get a hold of you if they'd like to contact you or go out to like your page on Facebook?
I'm pretty much everywhere. Calliope, K-A-L-L-I-O-P-E, Ray, R-A-Y. So, yeah, I'm just all over the internet.
Snapchat.
You want Snapchat?
Yeah,
personal, don't you think? Okay.
Personal?
Dark Rose Ray. That's it.
Okay. All right. So Dark Rose Ray. Okay, you guys, it's almost 7:30. I want you guys to like my page on is She Talk Radio on Facebook. I'm on Twitter as The Lady Tuesday, and I'm also Lady Tuesday on Instagram. YouTube channels I mentioned, She Talk TV, all one word. We have a website, www.shetalkradio.com. And I want you guys to know that we've had a wonderful time. I want to thank, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. I'd like to thank my guests and you, the listeners. Thanks to Calliope Ray. We have just completed another episode of She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.